From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The first phase of what BP is hoping will be a 1-2 punch that will kill the runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico once and for all could begin as early as tonight. The goal is to hit the well from the top and lower down at the point where one of the relief wells intersects it, pumping in mud and concrete at both points. The first step is a so-called static kill, which starts at the top of the well. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles.
We've got the equipment all hooked up to perform the static kill. And once we get the casing run and cemented, we'll actually perform that operation.
That's pending approval from the government's point man, Thad Allen. Democratic Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts is questioning BP's use of large quantities of chemical dispersants to break up the oil when it was gushing from the well. But Florida State University oceanography professor Ian McDonald says those dispersants are not his biggest concern.
BP released perhaps 2 million or 3 million gallons of dispersant, which is a lot, but they released 200 million or 250 million gallons of oil, and the oil is far more toxic.
BP is acknowledging it's having trouble locating the oil now that it's not as visible on the surface of the Gulf. Medical teams are being dispatched to northwestern Pakistan, where severe flooding has killed at least 750 people and is raising concerns about cholera. NPR's Julie McCarthy says more than a million people have been forced to flee their homes.
In the Swat Valley, hundreds were swept to their death by the force of swollen rivers. Shops where owners had worked a lifetime were washed away in seconds. With children on their backs, survivors sought shelter in schools and mosques in the main northwest city of Peshawar. The U.S. rushed a $10 million aid package to the area while Pakistan's army rescued thousands. The government has been trying to shore up its image in this area on the front line of the war against the Taliban insurgency. President Ali Zardari's departure for Europe, however, is likely to deepen perceptions among residents of a government out of touch and incapable of meeting their needs. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama is set to outline this morning progress toward wrapping up the U.S. combat operations in Iraq. In remarks prepared for a speech to the disabled veterans in group in Atlanta, Mr. Obama says the U.S. commitment is changing. Charles Edwards, a member station WFAE, has more.
The group's executive director, Dave Gorman, hopes the president will lay out plans to fix the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Gorman says veterans wait, in some cases, more than a year to get their benefits from the department.
Which right now has a backlog of pending claims for disability benefits and other benefits going to approximately a million claims.
While he's interested in Mr. Obama's plans for future veterans, Gorman does not expect the president to delve into the war in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
This is NPR News. Three people are presumed dead in Alaska in the crash of a commercial cargo plane. The plane went down in the Denali National Park. And park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the plane exploded in flames when it slammed into a mountain slope there.
The crash started a fire. It's been contained at about an acre, but as the fire is still active, we haven't been able to more thoroughly investigate the scene.
Pfister says investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are expected to arrive at the crash site this morning. Two wildfires burning in central Washington state are threatening hundreds of homes and have forced some evacuations. Ann Dornfeld of member station KUOW reports the main threat is posed by a blaze that's burning timber and brush in and around the town of Stehekin.
The area is a popular summer tourist destination, and the fire has closed hiking trails and roads. Wind and steep terrain make fighting the fire tricky, and electrical storms are in the forecast. Those could start more fires in the area. Farther south in central Washington, the Wenatchee River complex is made up of 12 small fires. They've already destroyed one unoccupied home and several other buildings. The fires are threatening about 50 more buildings near the town of Cashmere. The cause of the fires is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.
Former Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says he thinks the U.S. economy is still in recovery, but he says there's a pause right now.
I think we're in a pause in a recovery, a modest recovery, but a pause in a modest recovery feels like quasi-recession.
Greenspan tells NBC that he believes the unemployment rate will remain about where it is for the rest of this year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.